Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ryan Thirkauer. Ryan is a longtime Brain Trust member. He's the CEO of JetCo Delivery, author of Driving to Perfection, Achieving Business Excellence by Creating a Vibrant Culture. He's an expert in logistics and shipping and trucking and getting your people to work in concert with your goals. And as I say, he's our good friend. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back. So, Brian, one of the things that someone who was had a pretty good sized project going on during the pandemic, before and during the pandemic, I became very much acquainted with the supply chain issues. Which was different from the manufacturing. A lot of the challenges that we had, to the degree we had any, were not that the product didn't exist, but that we couldn't either get it from point A to point B, or it was at point B ready to be delivered to me, and nobody was coming into the warehouse to put it on the truck. And those are my stories. What else do you hear?
Well, I think the 2020 with the pandemic in trucking, we saw, the worst of times and the best of times in terms of demand. So as the pandemic hit, right, trucking really a lot of areas came to a halt, but that quickly flipped, and the demand for trucking and the demand for drivers is really at an all-time high. And what it's done, and I don't expect that to stop anytime soon. I think we're in a peak for some time here. But what it's done in my mind is it's exposed what we've always known, which is there's a shortage of good truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when times get slow, people say,
why is there a shortage? Because it's good pay, isn't it?
It can be good pay. It needs to be better pay. But pay still is number one, right? They're just not paid enough for the risk they take, mm-hmm. for the wear and tear, for
being away from
home.
From their family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then on top of that, we're not attracting new drivers fast enough. I think the average age of a professional truck driver is 54 years old. Think about that. I mean,
the younger generations some of them don't even like to drive their cars.
Exactly. People with that skill set, right, the skill set to be a professional truck driver, have other options that didn't exist a generation ago.
Right.
So we're not necessarily competing. We're competing with each other for truck drivers, but the industry is competing for those people to come in. And, what we're trying to do is make truck driving fun again. And, this is an industry where the average turnover, average is 100%. Think about that.
Wow.
100% a year.
Slow down, Brian. You're saying that the trucking turnover in America is 100% a year?
Yeah. On the low end, it can be in the 90s. On the high end, it can be north of 100. That's the average truck driver turnover,
company. Are they moving to other companies, or are they just getting out of the business?
Both. You have you do have retirements. You have people going into different careers, but a lot of it is jumping to different companies. So when somebody comes in and says, "Well, my turnover is only 70% compared to 100," in my mind, that's still awful. I mean, we need to get our turnover down into the teens or lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pay. It's more than pay. It's treatment.
What could a long haul, not a short haul, but how much could a long haul trucker make? How much could they make a year on the average?
So that's really hard to say because there are so many different variations in terms of your skills. The more skilled you are, the more you can make. So you know, we're talking about like heavy haul loads. Are we talking about hauling hazmat, hauling you know, sort of white glove material?
But just basically inventory, you know, regular boxes of inventory. What would they make, 50,000, 60,000?
I mean, they're probably 55 to 60 is not a bad average.
Right.
I've got people making six figures because they're so specialized at what they do. And you know, I personally think if we got the 60s up to the 80s, to the 90s, you know, we would be attracting more people into the industry.
Is technology going to fix this? Are we going to have autonomous driving trucks in my lifetime? I'm not that young. What do you think? In your career,
no,
we won't have it, will we? We're not.
The technology is there for autonomous trucks. There's no question about that. But society is not ready. The infrastructure is not ready. You know, what technology in my mind is going to do is it's going to make driving fun again. It's going to bring the next generation into the truck, not kick them out. Now, look, when we talk about autonomous, I'm being very specific, truly driverless, no human being in the truck. I know that the technology is there or getting close, but those trucks are not going to be sharing the road with, you know, my family and your family. It's not going to happen. You have an autonomous infrastructure, that's a different story, but we haven't been able to get our current infrastructure upgraded. But the technology that's sweeping in to trucking is fantastic, right? It's making trucking safer. It's making it easier for truck drivers.
And you say technology, you're talking about perimeter alerts and things like that, where you know when you're moving out of a lane or when somebody's – when you might be about to hit someone and that kind of thing?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, for a lot of drivers, they prefer the automatic trucks compared to, you know, the usual older, you know, stick trucks. Mm-hmm. So the ergonomics, the technology, just like you said, lane change, rollover, you know, stability, it's just making it safer and better for the drivers, and we're going to keep seeing that. And the technology will continue to assist drivers, just like maybe a driver-assist car that we drive today.
But bottom line, Brian, one of the things I want to point out is ask you about quickly, and I'll give you a quick answer. Are we going to – how long do you think – will we continue to have a driver shortage crisis in America for a while to come?
Until the pay and the treatment issues are addressed, yes.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, folks, respond accordingly with your own supply chain issues. You heard that from one of the leaders in the industry, Brian Thierkow. We're going to take a quick break and come back after the break and talk about some ways to help us with managing our people after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.